A Gentleman in Moscow by Amor Towles.
This book has been made accessible under the copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Stokely and Esme. How well I remember when it came as a visitor on foot and dwelt a while amongst us, a melody in the semblance of a mountain cat. Well, where is our purpose now? Like so many questions, I answer this one with the eye-averted peeling of a pear. With a bow, I bid good night and pass through terrace doors into the simple splendours of another temperate spring. But this much I know. It is not lost among the autumn leaves on Peter's Square. It is not among the ashes in the Athenaeum ashcans. It is not inside the blue pagodas of your fine chinoiserie. It is not in Vronsky's saddlebags. Not in Sonnet 30, Stanza 1. Not on 27 Red. Where is it now? Lines 1 to 19. Count Alexander Ilyich Rostov. 21st of June 1922. Appearance of Count Alexander Ilyich Rostov before the Emergency Committee of the People's Commissariat for Internal Affairs. Presiding, Comrades V. A. Ignatov, M. S. Zakovsky, A. N. Kozarev. Prosecuting, A. Y. Vyshinsky. Prosecutor Vyshinsky. State your name. Rostov. Count Alexander Ilyich Rostov, recipient of the Order of St. Andrew.